everybody, and welcome to Reading with Rick. What a bright, sunny day it is. A great day to have a great day. We're going to read you a new story today. And this is going to be the first of several books from this author. She sent me a whole bunch of her books, five of them to be exact. And we're going to start with a book today from author Shelley Boyum Breen. She grew up in Brainerd. And the name of her books are Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen. And Shelley Bean has all kinds of sports adventures. So today, we're going to have Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen, and the Brave Swim. Again, written by Shelley Boyum Breen, and the illustrator is Lee Strugnell. Some great pictures. We should introduce you to the cast of characters for Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen. And Shelley Boyum Breen, the author, writes, "This book belongs to all young sports fans that love to play, work hard, try new things, and dream big. When I was six, I dreamed of playing in the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, and Major League Baseball. I worked hard to make my dreams come true, and I made many friends and memories along the way. While I did not end up playing professional sports, I did do a lot of other cool things with my life, like write these books for kids. I am active every day and eager to share my passion for playing sports with others. My hope is that Shelley Bean inspires you to play." And she wants to thank her youth coaches, parents, brothers, her husband, children, and nephews and nieces, and many friends who have supported her as she's grown as an athlete and as the creator of Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen. And finally, an enormous thanks to the backers and Team Bean who work creatively as a unit to help bring Shelley Bean to life. So the main character of these books is, of course, Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen. But she's got two, let's call them mascots, co-mascots. They're dogs named Buster and Spike. And then she's got some friends. Her best buddy in this story is Maya. Mason is one of her buddies. Audrey is a buddy, and so is Parisa. And so those are the friends that we're going to meet today in Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen, and the Brave Swim. So let's get started. And on a hot day in July, Shelley Bean headed off to the public swimming pool. And we see Shelley with her mom holding her hand, and Shelley's got her bag with her towel in it, and they brought their dog along. And Shelley says, "Mom, I'm so excited for Maya's birthday party, but what if I'm too scared to go in the pool?" And Mom says, "Don't worry, sweetie. You passed your swimming lessons last summer, and you can even put your face in the water. Remember, you always have fun with Maya and your friends." So they get in the car and they drive to the pool. And during the car ride to the pool, Shelley Bean's mom knew how to make her feel better. "Did I tell you about the time I was so nervous for my first swim race? There were hundreds of people cheering for me, but when I saw my mom in the stand smiling, I just knew I could try. And you know what? I finished the race." And they get to the pool, and there are all kinds of people there. Some are in the water, and some are standing on the pool deck waving to Shelley as she comes in, and there's a lifeguard standing up in the sitting up in the tower, making sure everybody is safe. That's important, to be safe at the pool. And they all say, "It's Shelley Bean, the Sports Queen. I bet she's a good swimmer." And Maya says, "Hi, Shelley." And Mom says to Shelley Bean, "Just give it a try." Oh, and there's a birthday cake with balloons and some plates, so you know that there's going to be a birthday party going on. And Maya says, that's a friend of Shelley Bean, she says, "Before I blow out my candles and have cake, let's swim." And the lifeguard says, "Hey kids, does everyone here know how to swim?" And Shelley Bean says, Mason, how do you swim? You're in a wheelchair. And Mason says, I've been taking swim lessons since I was 4 years old. I can't walk very well, but I sure can swim. Awesome, says Parisa. And then they all jump into the pool, and the lifeguard is sitting high in her tower, making sure everybody is safe. And one of the dads says, make sure you stay in the shallow end. And Parisa says, I just swam across the pool. And Shelley Bean says, I really want to try that too, but I'm scared. Don't be shy, Shelley Bean. Give it a try. You know how to do this. And the kids cheered for Shelley Bean as she tried to swim across the pool. Kick those legs. You can do it. Reach with your arms. And Shelley is trying to make it from one end of the pool to the other. But she didn't make it. Shelley says, I only made it halfway. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to do it. Shelley Bean, that was only your first try. Yeah, you should try again and use my goggles. And so she puts her goggles on, and her friends are all encouraging her to give it another try, and Mom is up watching as well, and she's thinking, come on, Shelley, just give it a try. And so Shelley takes off again from one end to the other. She's telling herself, go, 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 go. And then she gets to the wall on the other end of the pool, and she raises her hand up and says, I did it. And her friends are all happy and say, all you have to do is keep trying. Way to go, sports queen. And then one of her other friends says, anyone ready to try the water slide? And they do. They go up the steps and up the stairs and shooting down the water slide and into the pool with a big splash. And they say, Spike and Buster want some cake, as one of the dads serves up the birthday cake for Maya. And they all gather around to sing a happy birthday to Maya. And it goes, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maya. Happy birthday to you. And she blows out the candle on her birthday cake. And then the party ends. And they all get in their cars and get ready to go back to their houses. And Mom is walking Shelley Bean to their car. And she puts her hand on her shoulder. And Shelley's got her bag with her towel. And Mom is walking the dog on a leash. And Mom says, you sure have nice friends who support you. And Shelley Bean says, I sure do. And just like you, I kept trying. Thanks, Mom. Shelley Bean had a big day at Maya's birthday party. She was scared to swim across the pool, but she just kept trying. And so proud of herself, she made a new swimming charm for her crown of sports because she's Shelley Bean, the sports queen. And she placed the crown on her head, stood tall in front of the mirror, and thought, I wonder what awesome sport I'll learn next. And we'll find out the next time we read about Shelley Bean, the sports queen. Wasn't that a fun book? What a great story with some great lessons. Always keep trying, even if you don't quite get it right the first time. You can always try again until you do it. And that's what Shelley Bean did today, and that's a good lesson for you. Always keep trying. So we hope you have a good day. Maybe get outside and do some fun things outside. And we'll be back again with more Reading with Rick later tonight for another story. Maybe another Shelley Bean the Sports Queen story. Wouldn't that be fun? But you'll have to wait and see. But that will be tonight. But have fun today. Be good. And we'll talk to you later today.